This goes to Brianne Draper, B-R-I-A-N-N-E, Draper, D like David, R-A-P-E-R, N like November, P like practice. Fax 989-463-2249. Regarding Janet Warthman, W-A-R-T-H, M like Mary, A, N like November. Date of birth is 12/18 of 1941. Dear Miss Draper, this is a consultation for Mrs. Worthman, who was sent for evaluation of stage 3B chronic kidney disease, which was noted since July of 2025. The patient previously saw a nephrologist in Mount Pleasant for several years, and her renal function remained stable, so he recommended that she just continue having lab studies done with her primary care provider. And so she did that for several years. But then in July of this year, the creatinine increased from its usual range of 1.0 to 1.1, and in the 49 to 51 GFR range, it got up to 1.23 with a GFR of 44. And the creatinine was rechecked 10/28/25. It was 1.21 and the GFR was 44. And the patient was very worried since that seemed quite a bit different than her baseline. She never was really sure why her kidney function wasn't normal. But we reviewed previous records and found a kidney ultrasound with bladder scan 5/29 of 2020, and that showed small kidneys. It was done 5/29 of 2020. Right kidney 9.7 centimeters without cysts, no hydronephrosis, no stones, and the left kidney was 8.5 centimeters. And the renal cortical echo texture was increased in both kidneys. There were no cysts, masses, or stones, no hydronephrosis in the left kidney either. And the bladder appeared normal, partially distended with a volume of 61 cc's. The patient reports that she urinates well and feels like she empties her bladder completely when she urinates. And she does get up to the bathroom about twice per night, and that has been stable for several years. She has no other complaints or problems currently. She does see Dr. Mohan, M-O-H-A-N, a cardiologist, and he recently did an echocardiogram to check her moderate mitral regurgitation. And she believes that that has not changed since her previous echo in 2019. Currently no headaches, although she suffers from persistent vertigo, dizziness, and an unstable gait. She does have reflux symptoms at times, none currently, and she's not taking any medication for that at this time. Also, she's tired pretty frequently, but believes she sleeps well at night. No chest pain or palpitations. No dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. No peripheral edema, no ulcerations or lesions, no claudication symptoms. Past medical history is significant for hypothyroidism, gastroesophageal reflux disease, vertigo, dizziness, and unstable gait, moderate mitral regurgitation, intermittent fatigue, bilaterally small kidneys per ultrasound May 29th, 2020, and arthritis in hands and especially on the tops of both feet. She did take some meloxicam daily for about a month during the summer, but when she realized it was an oral nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drug, she stopped it after a month of use and has not used it still. Past surgical history is significant for total abdominal hysterectomy and bilateral salpingectomy 1990 and hand surgery. She in social history, she has never smoked cigarettes. She does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. She's a widow. Her husband died in 2022, and she's retired and lives alone. Family history is significant for arthritis, coronary artery disease, hyperlipidemia, chronic kidney disease, lymphoma, and breast carcinoma. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, she's allergic to Pepcid, penicillin, Bactrim, and Macrodantin. Medications, she takes Meclizine 25 milligram daily, vitamin C 1,000 milligram daily, a multivitamin daily, biotin 5,000 milligram or microgram daily, aspirin 81 milligram daily, vitamin D3 1,000 units daily, choral calcium is 1,000 units daily, Flonase nasal spray, two sprays to each nostril daily as needed for allergy symptoms. Synthroid is 50 microgram daily. Glucosamine with chondroitin once a day. Ginkgo biloba is 120 milligram daily. And Tylenol, 500 milligram, 1 to 2 tablets as needed for pain, usually only once a day if needed. Physical exam. Height 65 inches, weight 171 pounds, pulse is 84, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 130 over 62. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx is clear, midline uvula. Tonsils are not visualized, and she has some cobblestoning and lots of clear drainage in the posterior pharynx. Her neck is supple without jugular venous distension, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruise. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular with a very faint systolic murmur. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no enlarged liver or spleen, no ascites, no palpable masses. Extremities, there's no peripheral edema. Skin is clear, there's no ulcerations, no varicosities, brisk capillary refill. Sensation and motion are intact in the lower extremities. And lab studies, most recent labs were done 10/28/2025, creatinine 1.21, estimated GFR 44, calcium is 9.4, sodium is 133, potassium 4.6, carbon dioxide 29, albumin 4.2, TSH is 1.14, free T4 is 1.18, her hemoglobin is 12.3, normal white count and normal platelet levels. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease. We are going to repeat her labs now, and we're going to do a urinalysis with microscopic and a protein to creatinine ratio, as well as another CBC and some anemia studies, ferritin, iron studies, B12, also parathyroid hormone. We are probably going to check these labs every 3 months thereafter, which will be a renal panel and a CBC only at that point. We'll get the most recent 2D echocardiogram, which was done within the last year, from Dr. Mohan. And she's going to have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 4 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.